I sometimes judge speech and debate tournaments for younger students. It's a nice way for me to feel like I'm still involved within the activity while not needing to commit that much of my time. And at one recent tournament, I remember two young girls who were debating with each other. One of them had provided examples backing up their argument, and the other one had brought up some counterexamples, only she cited the source of these counterexamples as Wikipedia. Immediately, the first girl claimed that these examples shouldn't be considered in that debate because Wikipedia isn't a factual source. And this is something that I've been hearing for a very long time. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinion on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On Wikipedia, and why it's actually a lot better than most people make it out to be. Fun fact, Wikipedia is made up of the words wiki and encyclopedia. Now, that may not come as a surprise to you, as it's kind of obvious, but in Hawaiian, wiki means quick or fast, or so I'm told. Essentially, the idea for Wikipedia is fast knowledge, and in the context of wanting more accessibility to information at a quicker rate than traditionally available, through a book or even word of mouth, I say that the baseline of Wikipedia is achieved. But not all people or even institutions agree with me, so I want to get into what Wikipedia does successfully, what it is, and what it is not. I've mentioned it before, but I am a Wikipedia editor. It's actually shockingly easy to become one. You make an account, find an article that needs an edit, and then edit it. Boom, easy. And in most cases, you don't actually even need an account. But it is this easiness that has led a lot of people to question whether the information presented on Wikipedia can be considered accurate or not. This is especially true in academic institutions, which is why you see students claiming Wikipedia is inaccurate, because that's what they hear from their teachers. Instead, what teachers mean is don't use Wikipedia as a primary source, and instead branch out to do your own research. Of course, that's not what they usually say, but it is the take-home message that has let Wikipedia be criminalized in a way. Naturally, it would make sense that teachers would want students to actually put effort forward in researching and understanding a topic to a higher degree, but I want to argue that the existence of Wikipedia allows for an easy baseline understanding that helps people go further. How am I going to write an essay on nuclear fusion if I don't know what it is and the only thing I can find is complicated articles discussing the theory behind it? Now, that's an extreme example, sure, but it's poignant for the point I'm trying to argue. On top of that, Wikipedia often cites sources itself. My, and many others, strategy is to go to the places Wikipedia cites and pull my information from there, since they do have to be somewhat reputable sites in order for Wikipedia to be citing them. But because of the way Wikipedia is talked about in common spaces, even that idea is sometimes written off as not trustworthy. Thus, the real issue is not with Wikipedia itself, but with the misuse of Wikipedia. In a world where information is at everyone's fingertips, it's no doubt that this information is continually shrouded in confusing signals to prevent people from actually understanding. Even though we've had greater accessibility, it's become even more confusing to parse through all the knowledge on the internet and make sense of what it means without interacting or going against some kind of bias or intent beyond just informing people of facts. And so, it's really hard to find information that even pretends to be unbiased and neutral. And let's be honest, the news has started to feel more like personal blogging than anything. And real encyclopedias often don't update to include pop culture reactions and information tailored to an average, everyday type audience. Sure, it can lean more historical, but if I want to know about something that's going on now, and I don't want to look at the news, Wikipedia is a pretty good baseline to get that information. I argue that Wikipedia can cater to an average, everyday audience. To further prove this, I want to give a not-so-fun fact about my experience in Wikipedia. I once learned that a celebrity had died because Wikipedia editors had immediately edited their page before I even saw it on the news. This fact exemplifies the crux of why Wikipedia is important. It remains relevant because the people who are on it are always active and have a vested interest in its development. Now, sure, by the nature of Wikipedia editors and contributors being mostly untrained individuals out there who just have some knowledge to share, like myself, there will be some bias that leaks through. Of course, not all grammar will be overviewed by an army of experts, but for the most part, people are aware of that. No one pretends that Wikipedia is perfect or better than some peer-reviewed journal created by experts, because it doesn't try to be a peer-reviewed journal created by experts. You shouldn't cite Wikipedia most likely, or use it to paraphrase or take all your details from it, but it's a good start line, a place to gather facts and knowledge before tackling more obscure, convoluted information. And I know I've said that before, but it's kind of a point I really want to emphasize when talking about Wikipedia, because I think it's often misrepresented that you have to go to one website and get everything from it. I would argue instead, you go to one website that can point you to others to get more information from. On the point that anyone can edit Wikipedia and thus it's dangerous, I just want to say that the moderation is incredible. On my favorite page, Spears, someone recently added this text, quote, "Yeah, spears were made a long time ago, about 4 quadrillion years ago, end quote. That's 15 zeros, and not even a minute later that text was deleted by a bot operated by some of the editors on Wikipedia to prevent this kind of spam or tedious editing. So yes, anyone can edit, but most of the time the stupid trolling can be easily caught and kicked. But let's say someone does a great job of covering up their trolling editing, or even makes a simple mistake. Yes, until someone inevitably catches it, it will stay up. I'm not going to say that Wikipedia in any way performs miracles, but that's exactly why there's a community of editors. The point is that it will be caught eventually because people are looking for errors and seeking to correct them. Even if that's not the case, it's typically only small errors that people should be fact-checking anyway, per what Wikipedia itself suggests people do. Also, those who edit without creating an account have their IP address saved, basically your location and the unique signature your computer gives off by being in that location. This has been used in the past to bust some news and governmental companies that have tried to edit Wikipedia pages with their bias. So, if you have an account, you're a little bit more impervious to these kinds of catching, but if you don't have an account and you're just using your IP address to edit, and you're trying to do something nefarious, you will probably be caught by the moderators of Wikipedia. And I mean, there is a lot to be said about the influences the rich and famous want to have over Wikipedia, since it often goes into details about the lives of individuals. Some celebrities may not be all that welcome to certain images or information being shared, and for the most part, it comes down to the consensus of editors. Is the suggested edit fair, or does it stem from some kind of bias or unfair representation? Some celebrities and famous people have tried editing their own pages as well, and you can sure try, but as mentioned, there are fair chances that you can be caught trying to do this. But regardless, even if it's your IP address that gives you away or not, if you're trying to make a stupid edit on your own Wikipedia page, people will catch it because there's bias. And if you're trying to change something very minor and people don't catch it, well then maybe it was meant to be. But regardless, the whole point of Wikipedia is that there's a collaboration between people. And so there's actually been a few celebrities who have wanted things edited and other Wikipedia editors who have said, no, stop that. And there had been kind of like a bunch of editors who came together to talk about, okay, was this edit actually reasonable? Or is it something that someone just wants to have done to make themselves look better or go against the mission of Wikipedia? So ultimately, it's important to acknowledge that it's not just one person who makes all these decisions, not just a fly-by editor, but it's a group of people who can sometimes make important decisions about where the website and all the different information is going to be headed. And I do want to say, to be fair, I have edited a Wikipedia page once since they spelled my grandmother's name incorrectly. However, according to their rules, that is still a conflict of interest. I will admit it was in my early days and it will not be happening again, no matter how wrong I see information. If I have a stake in it in some way, you probably shouldn't edit it. And worst case scenario, if you see something wrong about someone you know, you could just put it on a blog post or a social media post. Let someone else fix the edit for you so you don't have to worry about anything becoming bias-leaning or bias-oriented. Of course, this does imply that whoever we're talking about is known enough to even have a Wikipedia page and known enough to have Wikipedia editors following them and in the same hemisphere. But that's kind of a side rant about try not to edit your own Wikipedia pages because it's kind of against the rules and overall not a very good idea. Now, I did want to kind of shift gears and touch on another argument I've seen, which is that Wikipedia represents the dumbing down of knowledge by making it too simple. I think this is a misunderstanding of what it means to have access to information. The people who claim knowledge is being dumbed down for audiences are a lot of the same people who have 3 degrees and act pretentious for no reason. Simplifying knowledge can be dangerous when it comes to eliminating crucial details, but simplifying by opening the doors to understanding does a lot to help combat elitism that has long been associated with restricting knowledge. Rarely do I see a Wikipedia article that is short and not widely expansive. Those that are short, often called stubs, are marked as such, and there's actually an invitation that invites people to come and expand that Wikipedia page to include more information. And yes, sometimes these articles can touch on random fringe information that might not be reasonably important to help understand a topic, but I think many critics of Wikipedia have certain criteria for what they think knowledge should look like. It is in my very humble opinion that any information that makes people interested in learning more, whether that's an associated conspiracy theory or an obscure fact about the topic, is worthwhile. Even if, say, a textbook about that topic would not contain the same obscure fact as a Wikipedia page, what matters is that people are interested and people want to learn more, not necessarily that it's the perfect bite of knowledge that you're giving each person. And on that note, is that part of the beauty of Wikipedia is that it's just a hub for information that's already out there. Nothing on it can be original. That's the point. That's why things have to have citations. Not everything does, which is a work in progress, and if you want to join the editing team, you're welcome to, but that's why the intention is for everything to have citations. If you don't trust it, you can just go elsewhere. On Wikipedia, one of the content rules is no original research. This goes hand in hand with having a neutral point of view and verifiability, because if you share original research, you cannot verify it with anything or maintain neutrality about the subject. The goal is not to introduce new ideas, but rather share and spread the information that's already present in the world. And I think if the goal was to introduce new ideas, then maybe some of the criticisms about Wikipedia would certainly be more pertinent, but since it's simply just trying to condense and teach people about things that they might not know, information that's definitely out there in other sources, then I think Wikipedia is a great resource to learn from. And because of that principle, there are a lot of fun ways that has actually been created to interact with this aspect of Wikipedia. Things like the Wiki Game, which gives you 2 topics and a time limit to use the article of the first one to find the article of the second one by clicking on the links. For example, there's one starting topic that was pork, and the second one was tragedy. So someone could go from pork to Western world, to Western culture, to history, to narrative, to theater, and then get to tragedy. And someone else could go a different route and go to pork, domestic pig, livestock, animal rights, Friedrich Nietzsche, and then tragedy. These are 2 examples I actually saw on the website of how people took different routes to get between the same topics. And I actually did play this game. It was quite fun. I started from Loki, then went to Old Norse, then Scandinavia, then the Russian Empire, then the Russian Orthodox Church, to end at the Eastern Orthodox Church. So really, the opportunities for these games are really cool because not only is it using a website like Wikipedia that has the potential for so much knowledge to be interconnected, but it teaches people that one of the strong aspects of Wikipedia is in the drawing connections. Rarely do people read Wikipedia pages and then close their device and call it a day. Instead, you often click on links. You try to see how things are connected and how things relate to each other. And it's games like these that try to show you how you can build knowledge by connecting these different ideas. And in case you were curious, that is exactly the definition of a wiki rabbit hole. And yes, that does have its own Wikipedia page. It also has a smartless game show podcast designed after it called WikiHole, hosted by Darcy Carden. In full transparency, my mom and I have listened to this many times during drives into town, and it's quite an enjoyable podcast where people basically go down wiki rabbit holes and learn information along the way, which I think is fantastic. But to really summarize it, I think for the most part, people can be really too black and white with Wikipedia. It's important to know how to exist within that gray territory, and when to use it and when not to. So while yes, Wikipedia can have errors, can be edited by random people, it also represents accessibility to knowledge and is able to pull people into learning and fact-checking. And that aspect is no doubt reason enough to use it. I did establish that citing Wikipedia is not a great idea, but for the sake of this episode, which is centered on Wikipedia, it only feels appropriate to cite it. And I just wanted to share that at the end of this episode because I really did appreciate how ironic it was. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Jackie On. I will see you in the next episode.